Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Coats thrown on the floor, used tea bags in the sink, the lid left off the toothpaste. What are the things people in your house do that drive you mad? We want to know what your big pet peeves are. Do text us now, 51551. And with me in studio to tell me about some of theirs, we have Aileen Hickey, CEO of Parentline, and children's author Shane Hegarty. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Claire.
I have my own list. Shoes left all over the house. You know the things that you leave on the stairs that people should take upstairs, but everybody walks past them apart from you. That really bugs me. Leaving tissues in the pockets of clothes that are just about to go into the washing machine. Then the clothes are washed and everything is ruined. That's my short list.
There you go. Yeah, there's nothing like taking out a full wash that's all got those little tiny bits of tissue on them.
And it takes nothing just to check your pockets, especially if you're relying on somebody else to wash your clothes for you. Just check your pockets. Yeah.
Well, I think tissues are one thing, but we've washed earphones, mobile phones, coins. Like I actually could nearly describe myself as a washing machine handyman because I now know how more or less how to take apart the washing machine.
You can fix
and
it.
Get the tray out and get all the water out and fix it and get everything out. Yeah. So, you know, I could go to anyone's house to fix their washing machine.
Do your children also expect things to be washed when they've been worn for about 10 minutes?
Yes, but I don't do that. So what I do now is I go to where they put their dirty clothes or what they think are their dirty clothes in the evening and I lift them all up and I take a look at them and then I take a smell at them and then I refold them and I stick them back in the drawers because there's no way I'm washing all those clothes again. So unless it's actually smelly or stained, I just don't wash it. I fold it, stick it back in the drawers. They don't know the difference.
Yeah, you see, sniffing can be dangerous because you can, you know, there could be terrible shock there.
There can. You see, the thing is now, we had to, you know, we're having this discussion and I realise that I'm in danger of coming on the radio and just going off on one about my entire family. And when I thought about it, I thought, actually, what's happened is I've become that sort of 1970s dad that I kind of promised I'd never become. And I walk around the house tutting and just go, oh, for God's sake, about sort of minor things. And a lot of it at the moment is about everything I just think is, how much is this going to cost us in the electricity bill? So I walk around the house turning lights off.
I'd say you're not alone there now with what's happening.
And I've got into an awful habit of banging on the shower door if anybody, if any of the kids are in the shower for, as happens, longer than 45 minutes. Because as we know, kids don't want to have a shower, and then when they get in there, they won't get out.
They spend forever.
And so I have an awful habit of just becoming, I've become everything I never wanted to be. And the way I've written about this actually in the Sunday Times over the coming weekend about how nobody tells you in the stages of parenting, there is this really big stage where you do the toddler bit and you do the sort of the tweens and you do the teenager. This whole bit where the housemates stage, that your kids have become old enough to reach a level of competence, but really it's a sort of slovenly housemate stage.
Yes.
And that, in that equation, I realise I've become the really boring, mature student who just walks around giving out about
they're
everything.
They're a bit more self-sufficient, but they're not doing it in the way that you want them to do it.
No, and as you said, there's so much stuff. That, you know, if you do the parenting courses, they'll often say, don't sweat the small stuff. I'm afraid I'm sweating buckets and I've become,
It's not just children though. It's not just children. It's your significant other as well, Aileen, who can give you real problems when it comes to the pet peeves.
I have real problems actually. You know, I mean, my biggest issue, as my husband says, is I have a real difficulty with the sound of breathing too loudly. But he actually said, I've reduced it down to just simply breathing, which is a bit of a problem when your biggest pet peeve is the noise of your husband breathing.
Sorry,
you've
got a real issue there.
It doesn't look good. I mean, chewing too loudly is one thing. Breathing too loudly is another. But breathing at all is nearly a bigger difficulty again. But I just can't stand the noise of it. I can't stand that. It drives me. Can't stand it in the car. Can't stand it in the bed. Can't stand it on the sofa. Like, I just have to move away. Going back to something Shane said there about...
We're speechless.
It's desperate.
It's hard to match
and
that,
I wouldn't
really
mind, but he knows it. So he's constantly saying, you know, that my biggest problem with him is his breathing. Is him breathing actually? But you know, when you said there about the children, you know, kind of that stage where you're kind of now living, you know, in a roommate situation or kind of bedsit land, as we now term it, because they spend more time in their bedroom. So it's like effectively a load of bedsits where we meet in the communal area from time to time or don't meet. But I have a huge difficulty with the shower as well. So when I go to have a shower, There's never a towel because every single towel in the house is on the floor of somebody else's bedroom or under a bed. So I have taken new steps to deal with all of this. So I now have a stash of bath towels in the boot of the car.
No.
Yeah. Where I keep them. I always have at least three or four. The good ones now, I leave the torn ones in the cupboard. But
so
the
your
good
own
ones,
your own towels for your personal use, yeah, are in your car?
In the boot of the car. So also in the boot of the car are about half the frying pans from the house, because I discovered during COVID that, you know, every time when one of them went into the kitchen, they would just take out another frying pan. And they'd be, so I decided to make them wash the frying pans. I would just reduce the number of frying pans. So I put half the frying pans. We had about six frying pans because they're always on the go with frying pans. So I put four of the frying pans into the boot of the car and I haven't taken them out since.
Is there anything else in the kitchen?
Yes. I want to go see what's in
cereal
this
bowls. Yeah. I have loads of cereal bowls in there, because if I go to have a bowl of cereal, there's never a bowl, because again, they're all encrusted in concrete all over the floors of their bedroom. So the only way I can make sure I have a cereal bowl is if I hide some of them down the back of the bookshelves, or I might bring a couple in my handbag or put them in the car. Spoons, I have all the spoons gone. They can't find a spoon themselves now. So actually, I've noticed recently they've started taking wooden spoons from places that give you a wooden spoon, you know, when you're buying a muesli or a coffee or something. So they've now started taking the wooden spoons,
so they have their own stash.
So that they have their own stash of spoons.
So if you want to have a shower or have anything to eat, you've got to go out to your car, source your supply. Yeah. And then go back in.
Yeah, but I don't mind. It's easier. I can go to the car, I can get a frying pan, a bowl, a spoon and a towel for my shower afterwards, and I know where they all are, rather than going to the cupboards and finding nothing in there.
But have you had that thing where, like, this happens to me, where I decide I'm going to be a disciplinarian for the afternoon. I go, I'm taking the Xbox remote away, yeah, right? Because nobody's doing what they're supposed to do. I'm going to take the Xbox remote away, and then I take it away and then I forget where I've put it.
Oh yeah.
So I have this idea that you're walking around your house now, yeah, and you're finding cereal bowls down the back of, you said down the back of the bookshelf. Are you discovering things that you'd forgotten? The back of the medicine cupboard, actually.
When we were going on holidays recently, I had been missing a load of bowls, and I discovered I'd hidden them behind all the suntan lotions, but I'd forgotten where I'd hidden them. So it was a lovely surprise when I found three cereal bowls down the back of the suntan.
We need to talk to the rest of your family about your habits. That's what we need to do. I'm getting so many in here on text. Not rolling down shirt sleeves for the wash. Mm. Yes. And putting things in inside out so that when you hang them out, you've got to do it.
Bold socks.
Yes.
Yeah, so that you kind of, they come out and they just make that awful crusty kind of sticky noise when you have to open them up again.
And they haven't been washed properly.
Or actually with sports socks, what they do is they leave on their normal socks, but they put the sports socks on over them. But then when they put them in the wash, they don't take their inside socks out of their outside socks. So you just get a ball of sock and you don't know what it is.
No, not good. Never fluffing up the cushions on the couch after sitting on them. Yeah, doesn't bother me too much. No. But if that was the issue,
I'd be going on forever.
I used to hang the jeans on the line without washing them if they were only worn for 10 minutes. Margaret, that's good. That's a good strategy, although it still takes effort. Shoes all over the place, press doors left open, towels left on the floor. We'll all agree with that. Putting the new toilet roll on top of the holder and not actually into it. Everybody in my family does that. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody in my house does that as well. Or, you know, I mean, they all know where I keep the spare toilet roll, but they just go to the one bathroom where it is and move it into wherever they're going and leave that one empty. And actually, and on that empty toilet roll holder thing, the other big issue I have in my house now, and it's not just the kids that do it, it's my significant other does it as well. It's going to the cupboard and you think there is going to be, you know, a biscuit in the packet or, you know, a sweet in the box, and they've actually managed to eat them all but left the empty packet in there. Like, I just don't understand how somebody can actually just put the empty packets back into the cupboard without telling you, so that you can't even replace it.
Yeah. There would be a complaint to my house that I'd be that person who maybe not leave the empty box back but would eat the nice things that have been put there, and if they're still there for a while, I would have a tendency on a Friday night or something to
Hoover
when you're doing
up.
The kind of the search through the cupboard for chocolate to go, well, that must be
mine. We have someone actually who said empty cartons and packets left in the fridge or the cupboards. I just don't understand why you would do that. If you emptied the milk and you put the carton back in, I don't. Yeah. That makes no sense.
We've about four or five different things of ketchup that have like four nano molecules of ketchup left in this kind of crusty bit at the very, I was going to say at the top, but actually we have them all turned down, so they're sort of at the bottom. And so you get that sort of watery ketchup when everybody squeezes.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's the, that seems to be a constant.
Oh, I completely agree with this one. Squeezed rather than wrung out dishcloths. People who leave very wet dishcloths in the sink.
Yeah, well, mine would do that as well. But actually, but even worse than that is if they spill a drop of anything on the ground, they take a clean tea towel, not a wet dishcloth, a clean tea towel to take the stain off the ground. But then they'll put that tea towel yes, back up so that you could be wiping the dishes with a towel that has been on the floor to wipe up the dog's wee.
Yes.
Effectively.
Yes. And people think this is fine. Yeah. My wife is brilliant at everything, says this listener, but putting lids on jars, not being able to find keys, cards, etc., or stacking the dishwasher. Can we talk about stacking the dishwasher?
Oh, we can.
My husband has a real issue with me about the dishwasher. I don't know what it is. I can't figure out what it is, but apparently I do it wrong.
Yeah, that's me. I kind of think they should do some module in school where they teach kids how to stack a dishwasher.
I'm with you.
I give a bit about it repeatedly. I kind of go to the dishwasher and after the kids have been there and then reorganise everything into the kind of the proper, and you know, it would save, just if they could just do it, should be, you know, teach kids how to drive, teach them how to do the dishwasher, life would be a lot easier.
We don't call the dishwasher the dishwasher anymore. I mean, I just refer to it as buckaroo because that's what it's like in there. So basically we've managed to knock off every single wheel and spring and prong and everything that's in there. So you put something in, something else pops off. So literally it is like buckaroo. And like, you know, I always say to my kids, you know, the dishwasher doesn't actually have tiny little hands where it can take a frying pan off the top of a saucepan or wash through the base of a saucepan to get to the frying pan that's on top of it. Because I find it extraordinary.
I definitely understand that you know, something that's on top of something else won't be cleaned. But I get told off for putting big plates in the middle so that the spinner can't turn.
And you're wrong. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
You should put them to the outside. Yes. But I just forget all the time. And then I say, and he's back in there reorganising it for me.
But this comes back to my kind of, as I said, sort of 70s Irish dad thing that's come back around because of the electricity bills, where trying to say, do we need to wash this? You know, we don't need to wash this. Yeah. We don't need to, you know, or we don't need to put it in the dishwasher. I mean, we obviously need to wash the things. So I'm trying to kind of get back to that sort of hand washing, the glory days of hand washing.
Well, actually,
every kid loves more than any other job.
I tell my kids actually from time to time, quite regularly actually, that the dishwasher is broken and that we're waiting for the man to come and he'll be there in about 3 weeks' time and we all have to hand wash in the meantime. Now, there's nothing wrong with the dishwasher, only I don't feel like going through the procedure of getting it up and running again. So we just have to hand wash until I decide that we can use it again.
Someone has sent in something, which I do. I do this. My husband lights the match and then puts the spent match back in the box. It's inexplicable, genuinely made me question our compatibility. In the winter when we have candles, I do that. I put the match back in the box.
Yeah, I do that.
So do I actually.
And
the equivalent of that is
putting the roses wrapper back into the box of roses, which kind of works for a while until the equilibrium is broken and then you find yourself rustling through them looking for that one last.
What I actually do with the roses one, which is a bit disgusting, is I don't like nuts. So I eat the chocolate from around the nut, but then I put the nut back in the wrapper.
Unforgivable.
It's almost like leaving it as a little test to see who finds it. You sit and watch to see who finds it.
So I love seeing whose disgusted face I'm going to come across when they find the dirty nut.
It's just cruel and unreasonable. Crumbs on the counter with a sprinkle of cheese. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
People leave them behind. Hiding frying pans in the boot of the car. I'm delighted to know I'm not the only one. Another one on the toilet roll holder. But this is different. This is, should the loose sheet face in or out? And I'm not even going there. I just want them to put it on the... I don't care which way. That's a detail.
I will say you should never be the person who leaves one sheet behind on top of the entirely empty roll other than that. You know, that kind of last...
Go down to that last sheet
and just to say, well, there's still one on it. Yeah. I don't have to change it. Not my job.
Stacking things on top of the bin because you don't want to bring the bin out. Then the bag ends up ripping because it's so full and so heavy. The people who are squashing the things down into the bin.
Well, actually, I have to say I do that. And then I regularly hear curses from the hall as somebody's bringing the bin out that is the bin bag out that has split because I've squashed everything down at the bottom. So I definitely would be at fault for that.
It's amazing what you can live with, though, with this, you know, because you talk about the bin, especially this time of year where the smell, it just becomes a kind of a smell test. It becomes how much can you live? And it's amazing the things that you can live with in terms of how far you let that smell go until somebody goes, do you know what, we should empty that bin.
And flies.
Flies, yeah.
So you do the thing with the roses and the nut. What are the things that you do that annoy everybody else in the house?
I think give out about everybody doing things around the house is probably the first thing. So I've an awful, I'd be one of those people who gives a running commentary when I'm doing something. So it's okay, I'll do the dishes. No, don't mind me. I actually said it to one of my kids recently. I said, it's okay, thanks for doing the dishes, in that sort of sarcastic way. And she went, you're welcome. She kind of skipped by behind.
I'll just pick up this wet towel off the floor, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I would have, that would be, and I think that does, to be fair to them, really drive them nuts, that I have to kind of announce that I'm doing something instead of just sometimes just doing it and accepting.
But you get sick of
life.
Just doing it. This is what this is all about. You get sick of
and your
just
tolerance levels drop very significantly. I mean, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, I used to say to myself, you know, count to five, I can't even make it to one, you know, and I'm giving out. One of the things I think, one of the worst things that I do is if I've gone away for a couple of days, I have to talk myself into, before I go back through the front door, don't give out the minute you open the front door. Don't immediately find fault with everything that has been done or hasn't been done while you're away. And yet I can't make it past the hallway without already starting to give out, and not even just in my own head. I'm giving out loudly, you know, and I'm the one who's been away and had a lovely few days away, but I'm giving out because things aren't looking exactly like I want them to when I come home. And actually, it annoys me about myself. I don't even like the fact that I do that.
But now we know that breathing annoys you, so you know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so you know,
to hear this.
My tolerance levels are very low.
We laugh though, but these things can really get under your skin, Shane, can't they?
Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't that the nature of everybody kind of living together and kind of piled in together a bit? And I think that's the thing that I have to learn. Because, again, I think some people actually do mellow with age and get less bothered by these kind of things. And I think I've got to learn to be that sort of person instead of the one who just gets that kind of, you know, because there's always something. If you're living as we are, you know, if we've four kids in the house, there's always something. If you want to find something to give out about, you'll find. If you want those, you know, you'll find those towels everywhere. You'll find empty things in the fridge anywhere you look. Mm-hmm. You'll find dirty dishes anywhere.
It's
and it's
you,
trying
it's how you
to
deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I need it, to learn probably, those techniques.
It's probably not threatening to kill Sylvanians. You know, Sylvanians. You know those little things.
Yeah, I've had loads of Sylvanian families.
I've threatened very recently. to kill them all. Yeah. Put them all in the bin. They're like,
I've done that. I put my foot through them. I've threatened that. You know.
Because
it's
they're like Lego.
Yeah.
They're lovely little things, but they have
but
all their tiny accessories are tiny, and when you stand on them, you'll know about it.
Do you know, funny, we were talking about games. The one thing that is, there's a couple of things that we didn't have when we were growing up that are a real shock. One is, if you have a game device in the room that you're in, kind of a general sitting room or kitchen or whatever, if they're talking to their friends online and you realise after about 5 minutes that there's a whole audience out there listening to everything you're saying and you haven't realised it. And I definitely think that some of my friends or my kids' friends just think that I'm that cranky guy in the background
muttering.
Of Minecraft
or
Fortnite or whatever it is, just giving out all the time.
Oh, I'll just do the washing up again.
Yeah. And then you realise, hold on, what? You might as well, you're broadcasting to everything. And just a kind of something that's alongside that I've realised recently is, because kids watch YouTube so much, you find having those American YouTubers in the house, that's something that has gone to really annoy me now, that they're watching those prank things kind of families or whoever, and that constant, and they're all at a particular pitch, they're all this sort of excitable, and it's all, it really drives me nuts, all those ones, $10,000 if you can stand on your tippy toes for half an hour, whatever it is. That kind of stuff, and I'm giving out about that. I find myself giving out about that a lot, and having them, so you feel like they're in your house all the time.
Well, I found this chat very therapeutic. I think it's done us all some good.
Yeah, I feel I'm a better person after. Yeah. Can I just say my last my gripe would be that it's not a domestic one; it's a motoring one. But my significant other doesn't drive a car. But he's very good, apparently, at making sure that I put the indicator on and off. So as we pull up towards a corner, or he actually leans over and puts on the indicator for me. Now, you have no idea. You have no idea how annoying it is.
I do. That's really annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm looking forward to going home and getting a big long list of things that I annoy everybody in my house about.
You will, and you will. You'll get that. Just don't breathe on the way out the door, because Aileen doesn't like that, Shane. Thank you both very much. Let's take a break.
Today with Claiborne Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.